Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 28th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 2¾ cents at 549, September wheat up 14¼ at 688¾, and November beans up $0.015 at 1361. The wheat stayed fairly strong all day. We closed about 7 cents off the highs, but not a bad day. Minneapolis wheat has its shine back on. It was up 25 cents. The settlement was 903¾. The wheat tour for the spring wheat, the first day yesterday showed yields at 29.5. That's down 32% from the five-year average. So that's certainly a tough number. And that was, I think, in itself enough to support Minneapolis wheat. On top of that, we had the Argentinian weather continuing to be hot and dry. That's certainly going to have some effect on the wheat crop. Corn and beans tried to stay firm with the wheat. We barely closed higher here on the corn and beans. But overall, it's a weather game and a yield game out here. We had some pretty good rains throughout Minnesota and then Wisconsin and northern Illinois yesterday. Over the next week to 10 days, it looks like we have, you know, rains 50%, 40-50% of the Midwest getting some decent rains, but the temperatures look to be cooler starting tomorrow. And then the forecast into August looks cooler, maybe a touch wetter, but still too dry from what we'd really like to see for maximum yields out here. So it's not bad, but it's not great. And I think that's what's causing some of this teeter-totter action in the market. The bean oil was strong today, up 49. The meal was down 310. It seems like every other day, one's strong and the other one's weak. But I think we're just trying to get our footing on where we are in terms of yield. Yield guesses out there right now in the corn are 175 to 180. I really haven't seen any bean estimates yet. But we'll start seeing some, I think, in the first week in August, we should start to see some pretty good yield estimates out here, and we'll see what the government does on their production numbers. But overall, you know, I think we've got some upside potential in this market. The weather is not great, but the other thing is the demand isn't great either. We expect China to be a big buyer. We thought they had bought some either Sunday night or Monday. We haven't seen any evidence of that. It looked like maybe they bought some last night. Again, no evidence of that. We'll see what the weekly sales numbers are in the morning. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. And once again, Rona, if you're still out there listening, can you give me a call at the office, 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.